This is the Taxpayers Federation podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, more accountable government. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta director here for the CTF. My two friends, Franco Terrazano, is in Ottawa, along with Ryan Thorpe. They are the federal director and our investigative journalist here at the CTF. But it has been a flurry of the last few days in regards to our favorite state broadcaster, the CBC. Who wants to start with the bonuses that we all figured were coming, but we finally got a dollar figure for? Who wants to start?
I can take that one. The latest breaking news out of the CBC is that they just rubber stamped $18.4 million in bonuses for about 1,200 staff at the CBC. This comes on the heels of $15 million in bonuses in 2023, $16 million in bonuses in 2022, and all told, since 2015, since the Trudeau government came to power, we're up to $132 million in bonuses at the CBC. This year, executives, 45 executives at the CBC took $3.3 million in bonuses. So that works out to an average of about $73,000 for each of them. And we checked in on, okay, well, what's the average salary in Canada? And according to Statistics Canada, it was less than $70,000 last year. So the average bonus for a CBC executive eclipses what the average salary is for a worker in this country. Another thing to note is that CBC president and CEO Catherine Tate is refusing to say if she got a bonus. I think it's a safe bet that she did, but she's refusing to say if she got a bonus, and if so, how much money that was. And the CTF has an ongoing legal challenge against the CBC to get them to disclose precisely this kind of information. But so far, Tate and the federal government are both refusing to say whether or not she got a bonus and how much it was.
And we need to stress, this is our money, guys. This is taxpayers' money. And they're trying to demur and say, oh, well, we couldn't possibly reveal. Yeah, you can. And yes, you will. Franco, did you want to jump in on this? Last I saw, it looks like some parties in Ottawa are trying to recall the Heritage Committee. Like, they want some answers on this.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's happening. Now, you'll remember that it was first the Canadian Taxpayers Federation that was blowing the whistle on the fact that the CBC is handing out all of these taxpayer-funded bonuses. And after all of that, you know that Tate, the president of the CBC, was brought forward to a parliamentary committee, that Heritage Committee, not once, but twice in recent months. And you had members of parliament grilling the CBC head, saying, how in the right world could you be handing out millions of dollars in bonuses while you're right before us crying poor, right? Because here's the whole thing. Number one, the CBC takes more than $1 billion from taxpayers every single year. This year, $1.4 billion from taxpayers going to the gravy train at the CBC. But number two, you had Tate crying poor, begging the government for more cash, claiming that somehow the CBC is chronically underfunded, even though they get more than $1 billion from taxpayers every single year. Then at the same time, rubber stamping millions of dollars in bonuses for the fat cats at the CBC, the executives, the managers, the non-union staff. And what was crazy about all of this is that you actually had a multi-partisan agreement saying, you know, this is a bad look. The CBC should not be rubber stamping more bonuses when you're crying poor, when you're announcing hundreds of job losses at the state broadcaster just before Christmas. But look, not only are the CBC continuing to give out bonuses because that $18 million figure that Ryan said, no, this isn't previous news. This is a fresh batch of taxpayer-funded bonuses that the CBC is handing out. But like, I also want to put a bow on it. The bonuses at the CBC have really exploded under the Trudeau government. You know, back in 2015, right as Trudeau was coming to power, the bonuses were about $8 million. This year, the taxpayer-funded bonuses at the CBC are $18 million. So just the cost of the bonuses have more than doubled under the Trudeau government.
Yeah, this is a big one. And I actually wanted to throw in a clip here, and we can do so. This is one of my favorite clips ever. I thought I was having a fever dream, but it was actually The National, and it was the anchor, Adrienne Arsenault, quoting the Canadian Taxpayers Federation while grilling her own boss, Catherine Tate, saying, are there going to be bonuses this year? Listen to this.
I'm just curious about something. I'm going to presume no bonuses this year. I mean, the Canadian Taxpayer Federation said a Freedom of Information request showed $16 million were paid in bonuses in 2022. Can we establish that that is not happening this year?
It's too early to say where we are for this year. We'll be looking at that like we do all our line items in the coming months.
So there's a chance bonuses could still happen at a time when jobs are being cut?
I'm not going to comment on something that hasn't been discussed at this point. So,
okay.
So yeah, survey says, yes, they were talking about it. Yes, they did give out bonuses. And the latest numbers we have, it's $18.4 million worth of bonuses, and a lot of that going to CBC Brass.
Well, hey, Chris, let me just jump in on the CBC Brass part, right? Because I just want to tie a little bow on this part as well. 45 of those CBC executives got bonuses totaling $3.3 million for this year. Again, that's an average bonus for the CBC executives of $73,000. Okay, so they're handing out bonuses more than what the average Canadian worker makes an entire year. And then just to reiterate the point that Ryan was making, we still don't know how much in bonuses Tate is getting. The Liberals won't say, the CBC won't say, Tate won't say. So two things there. Number one, good for those members of parliament, specifically the Conservatives, for trying to recall Tate back to committee to get to the bottom of this. But number two, this is exactly why the Canadian Taxpayers Federation launched a legal challenge against the CBC to force Tate and the CBC to disclose how much in bonuses Tate and the other, seven senior executives are raking in. Because we know that Tate's compensation is already very, very, very high. You know, her average compensation or her annual compensation is anywhere between $470,000 all the way up to $620,000 a year. And yes, that includes salary, benefits, and bonus.
Yeah, and to put an extra bow on that, her entitlement for her bonus is more than 20%. Little bit of an inside tip for folks who are trying to follow this story. Go to the salary disclosure website for the Canadian government. Look up Crown Corporations. Tate is a CEO level 7. It's right there on the grid. She's entitled to a bonus of more than 20%, which is why the Taxpayers Federation really want to know how much money this actually is. I just wanted to highlight again the overall cost of the CBC, if I can, because $1.4 billion can kind of glaze your eyes over a little bit. Putting that into context, that would pay for a brand new hospital, one per year. That would otherwise cover the salaries of something like 7,000 carpenters plus 7,000 paramedics. It would pay for houses here in southern Alberta, like 3,000 of them per year. Like, this is what we're spending on the CBC this year with $1.4 billion. Did we want to get into why they're spending this kind of money? What amazed me, among many things, with what Tate was saying at that committee hearing, is that she wouldn't fess up about how many people are actually using their online services, and she wouldn't come clean about their ratings. But I think all of us on this call have looked through a CBC annual report, so you don't have to, dear listener. It's as fun as it seems. And the numbers there, the ratings that they're getting, the market share is dismal. People aren't tuning in to watch CBC News.
Yeah, I can jump in on this.
Yeah.
So in the past couple of days, I was going through a bunch of CBC annual reports. Franco mentioned Tate getting dragged to the Heritage Committee. Well, the first thing Tate said there was there are no bonuses at the CBC. That's not true, but she prefers, it seems, to call these performance pay or at-risk pay, just effectively another word for bonus. Then she said, well, you know, these payments are triggered by staff at the CBC meeting KPIs, key performance indicators, and all of that information is publicly available. So it's in their annual reports. I went through all of them from the 2019-20 fiscal year to the 2022-23 fiscal year, which is the most recent one that's been published. And I tracked their KPIs. How many were they hitting? How many were they not hitting? They failed to meet 42% of their own performance targets. During this time period, they handed out $61 million in bonuses. So they're setting their own performance targets. They are failing to meet 42% of them. And then they're showering themselves with taxpayer cash to reward themselves for such a job well done. You mentioned viewership is down. Since 2018, it's decreased by 72% in terms of their share of the primetime nightly TV newscast. Ad revenue is down. Trust in the CBC among Canadians is falling, and more Canadians than ever want to see it defunded. And I guess from Tate's perspective and the CBC as a whole, that's a job well done. And 18 million more in bonuses.
Yeah, it is. The numbers in there are brutal. And those of us who've kept an eye on media market and ratings and stuff like that, reading them was pretty eye-popping. The fact that I think it was in 2018, 2019, they stopped listing it, by the way, for a supper hour newscast. It was around 1% of Canadians. 1% of Canadians were watching their 6 o'clock supper hour newscast. It was jaw dropping. And what was funny there, Ryan, sorry, Franco, if you've already seen these numbers too, from what I could tell, that was exceeding their goal.
Yes. Yes.
That was exceeding their goal. So it's a perfect example of rewarding failure at the CBC with taxpayers' money. Franco, is this having an impact at all on the actual salaries? I know that you and Ryan were digging into what we would call a sunshine list at the CBC, meaning staff who make more than $100,000 per year. What were you guys seeing there at the CBC as far as just salary goes?
Yeah, I mean, the bonuses are really just the tip of the iceberg, right? Because you also have the big fat salaries that a lot of CBC staffers are taking courtesy of the taxpayer money. Okay, so first of all, let me just preface. The federal government does not have a sunshine list, right? The vast majority of provinces have a sunshine list, which are disclosure lists to show taxpayers how many people in government are raking in the big bucks. Well, the federal government, unlike the vast majority of provinces, do not have a sunshine list. So our good friend Ryan Thorpe over there had to file some access to information requests to dig up these numbers because they're not readily available online. So the number of CBC staffers who take a base salary of $100,000 or more has ballooned by 231% under the Trudeau government. So the six-figure salaries at the CBC have ballooned by 231% under the Trudeau government. In 2015-16, there were 438 CBC staffers with a six-figure salary. Fast forward to the past year, and there's now about 1,450 CBC staffers taking a six-figure salary. So not only are they throwing out millions of dollars a year on bonuses, but the sunshine list itself at the CBC has also ballooned by 231% under this administration.
These are so many numbers. I just want to go over them real quick. So baseline, guys, taxpayers are paying about $1.4 billion for the CBC this year. Their ratings are circling the drain. Very few Canadians are watching CBC News, especially on TV. They're not listening to a multi-party committee telling them that it would be inappropriate for them to hand out bonuses, you know, because taxpayers are struggling and they're not meeting their goals. They're setting up their own goals and still failing at more than 40% rate of reaching those own goals. And yet they're still adding bodies to their sunshine list. Do I have all that right?
Well, let me just add something okay. else, right? When we say defund the CBC, we're not saying it because ratings are going down. Even if every single Canadian was watching the CBC, it should still be defunded from taxpayers' money. Okay, let me just make that clear. And I think there's at least three reasons why taxpayers should not be funding a state broadcaster like the CBC or any other type of media. Okay, so number one, principle. People should be able to decide which media organizations and companies they are willing to pay for. Okay. Yep. It shouldn't be taxpayers who are forced to have their money going to a media organization like the CBC or any of the other outlets that are getting taxpayers' money. Number one, people should be able to decide who to support voluntarily, not forced through our tax dollars. Number two, think about all the independent media out there that are not getting taxpayer money. Right. So their tax dollars are forced to directly fund their own competitors. Okay, we see a lot of innovation in this media or new media space. Well, the fact that the government is subsidizing some media organizations and the CBC to the tune of more than $1 billion a year, well, guess what? That stifles the innovation that can and should be happening to a greater extent. Number three, okay, an independent and free press means independent of government funding and free of government funding. A true independent press is a crucial pillar of democracy, but even the perception of bias can ruin the public's trust in the media. And you know what? I think Canadians have every right to worry that if a media organization is, say, getting more than $1 billion a year from the government, they may be less likely to hold that government accountable.
Ryan, I know this is something near and dear to your heart. Did you want to chime in on why journalists should not be paid by the government?
I mean, I would just echo everything Franco just said. I think he said it quite well. But yeah, I mean, it is a fundamental principle that journalists should not have their paychecks signed by the government that they're supposed to hold to account. It is so basic that it kind of boggles the mind that we even have to say this, or that this is even a conversation in this industry. It's an industry where for many decades, journalists wouldn't even take a free cup of coffee from someone that they were sitting down for an interview with, not because they genuinely thought that free cup of coffee was going to impact the way they covered the story, but for precisely the reason Franco said, the perception of bias can be just as devastating as actual bias. The perception of a conflict of interest can be just as bad as an actual conflict of interest. But taking more than $1 billion a year from the government, that's a conflict of interest. And Canadians should worry, hey, is the CBC going to bite the hand that feeds it?
Yeah, great point. Excellent point, both of you. And just to follow up on a couple of things, I can hear a couple of people watching who for some reason want us to keep paying for the CBC. Folks, if you like watching the CBC, that's okay. Just pay for it. Yep. Right. I'm just going to fess up here. Like, I used to watch TVO all the time. I donated my money to it. I still have a coffee mug from TVO because I liked Antiques Roadshow and I liked watching Big Ideas. Some guy named Jordan Peterson used to do lectures on Sundays way back about 20 years ago. And so pay for what you want, folks. It's really simple to do. And for the folks who are saying, oh, well, what about their First Nations programming? Interesting. Head on over to our website, taxpayer.com. We did a lot of digging on that. It turns out that what the CBC spends on like their executive pay and salaries and all that stuff eclipses what they spend on what they would refer to as Indigenous programming. In fact, APTN, which gets a tiny fraction of government funding, really for a one-day event per year, all the rest is privately funded, and they're based out of Winnipeg. APTN does phenomenal work. Great journalism, and almost all of it is fundraised themselves. So don't let the CBC mucky mucks in Toronto try to tell you that, oh, well, we need to get $1.4 billion from taxpayers every year because of Indigenous programming. Don't let them use that. Any final thoughts on the CBC, guys, or did we want to get to our taxpayer pro tip?
Well, you know what? Let me start with my taxpayer pro tip because it's about this, okay. But it's kind of more broadly. Now, the CBC handing out $18 million in taxpayer funded bonuses this year is wrong. The fact that these bonuses have cost taxpayers $132 million since 2015, that's wrong. These taxpayer funded bonuses must end and the CBC must be defunded. But that's only the tip of the iceberg when you talk about bonuses for failure in Ottawa. All right, the federal government has handed out $1.5 billion in bonuses to department bureaucrats since 2015, despite the fact that these departments can barely meet half of their own performance targets. That is wrong. Then there's the other crown corporations, right? The Bank of Canada has one mandate, one job: keep inflation low and around 2%. Well, over the last 3 years, they completely failed to do their one job. What happened? $60 million in bonuses at the Bank of Canada over the last 3 years. Or how about the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, right? They like to claim, and they have many times, that they have one overarching objective: housing affordability for all. Well, that sounds real nice, doesn't it? But here's the thing. Over the last 4 years or so, Canadians couldn't afford to buy homes. Yet, they've still rubber stamped $102 million in bonuses over those last 4 years. This is prime example of the federal government rewarding failure with taxpayer-funded bonuses, and this must end. Okay, so my taxpayer pro tip obviously goes out to the people in charge right now, the Liberal government, and these taxpayer-funded bonuses. But really, my taxpayer-funded bonuses goes to the leader of the official opposition, Mr. Pierre Poilievre. Now, back when he was running for leader, we had him on the Canadian Taxpayers podcast, and I asked him about the bonuses, pay raises, and all that stuff going on in government, and here's what he said. Here's the full back and forth between myself and Mr. Poilievre on this issue. Give it a listen.
Another thing that we're hearing all the time is there's a sense that there's a tale of two pandemics, one full of private sector pain, job losses, pay cuts, businesses being forced to shut down. And the other is full of economic gain for a bunch of bureaucrats, pay raises, bonuses, even when they failed their objectives. And politicians have also taken pay raises during the pandemic. So would you reverse these government pandemic pay raises, and would you show leadership on your own pay?
Well, I would cancel bonuses for failing government authorities. And I would, that would include, for example, the Bank of Canada, CBC, and other organizations that have failed in their jobs throughout the pandemic. I don't think we should reward failure. And unfortunately, the reason why we have such a dysfunctional government is because there is no there's no accountability for failure. I'll give you an example. I've said that I would fire the bank governor, the governor of the Bank of Canada. And of course, all the elites went berserk. But wait a second here. In the real world, if you are a waitress and you consistently don't do your job, eventually your employer might fire you. And in Tiff Macklem's case, what he did is serve Justin Trudeau. Trudeau asked for a bunch of printed money and he gave it to him. That wasn't his job. That's not what his mandate says. So he, one, caused inflation. So we have inflation four times the 2% target. Two, he said there would be no inflation, but rather deflation. Three, he told Canadians that interest rates would be low for long, which caused them to make very bad financial decisions. They bought houses with large mortgages that they could not afford at higher rates because their bank governor said that they could count on him to keep their rates rock bottom. And so basically we have people now whose rates are gone up and they can't pay their mortgages and their house prices have gone down. So they're underwater. For me, that is enough to replace the bank governor with someone who will get back to 2% inflation and do his job instead of printing cash for politicians to spend. I think that is a good basic principle. The same goes with CBC. I can't imagine why CBC would be getting a bonus. The coverage they've had over the last several years is terrible. Their ratings are awful. Their viewership is down. Why would you give a bonus to people who have those kinds of failures? So I would save $1 billion by defunding the CBC. I do believe in performance pay, though. So the reason is because I think you need to incentivize good performance. So if government public servants deliver and hit it out of the park, I believe that should be reflected in their compensation. And so it's called at-risk pay. I think more of our grants and contributions should be based on what outcomes are achieved. So for example, if you have a not-for-profit the government grants money to for drug treatment, I would have some of that money dependent on whether their participants stay drug free. So let's pay them a performance contract rather than a no strings attached grant that reimburses their expenses. And that way we can get better results from those who take public money.
Well, did you hear that, folks? Mr. Poilievre said that if he were to become prime minister, he would end the bonuses for failing government authorities. And he specifically cited the Bank of Canada and the CBC, the Canadian Bonus Corporation. Well, Mr. Polyev, the taxpayer pro tip to you is that is a great promise, and taxpayers expect you to keep that promise if you form the next government.
Is that the new name for the CBC, Franco?
The Canadian Bonus Corporation. Defund the Canadian Bonus Corporation.
I might like that more than state broadcaster. I'll have to decide which one I like better for a nickname. Very good pro tip. Ryan, what was your pro tip for this week?
Yeah, my taxpayer pro tip goes out to the aforementioned CBC president and CEO, Catherine Tate. As we were talking about, it seems like she's going to be dragged in front of the Heritage Committee again. We know they're going to ask her, what was your bonus? Did you take a bonus and how much was it? My pro tip to her would be tell the truth. Just fess up. If you think you deserved this bonus, that you earned it, then you should have no problem being honest with the taxpayers who funded it. Previously, she's refused to disclose this information. The CBC has tried to hide behind personal exemptions in the Access to Information Act when refusing to release this information to us. But if Tate thinks she deserves this, she should have no problem telling the taxpayers who pay the bills how much she took and why she earned it.
Great taxpayer pro tip. And yeah, I think she'll be there sooner than later. I know a lot of some of the conservatives are calling for the Heritage Committee to be recalled. Rachel Harder is actually my member of parliament here in Lethbridge, and she sits on that committee. She's the lady that's in a lot of the clips going back and forth with Tate. I think I saw her walk by my house with a gigantic net like over her shoulder on the way to the airport. So I have a feeling she's going to be bringing Tate back in front of the committee. My taxpayer pro tip is good news, and it's provincial. And it goes out to Premier Danielle Smith and her team. They made a good move because a lot of folks, ourselves included, were reminding them, hey, we want to see lower taxes, like now. We want to see our income tax cut, and or we want to see the fuel price reduced here in Alberta. And we're not hearing a lot from people. And it wasn't just the Taxpayers Federation. There were other influential voices in Alberta who were saying the same thing. Her team reached out to a lot of people the past week and directly talked with them. And there's been some serious sit-down interviews happening. That's the right thing to do. So that's the right words to say, and those are the right commitments to make. But again, gotta urge them, make sure you follow up with action as soon as that legislature's back in session in the fall, because there's still some stuff brewing here in Alberta. People want lower taxes and they want more accountable government. But so far, taxpayer pro tip is good. You are listening to people and you're talking back and reaching back out. So that's a very good move. Folks, I know we've talked a lot about the CBC during the show, and it's just a bajillion numbers. Between the three of us and all the rest of the team at the Taxpayers Federation, I think we must have written 24 articles about the CBC over the last few years. It is full of data. So head on over to our website, taxpayer.com. You can dig through all the stuff on the CBC. And while you're there, you can order a nifty t-shirt to defund the CBC so you can share your message with your friends. Until next time, thanks for watching.